The principal of one of Australia's most prestigious Catholic schools is under pressure to resign over his handling of a child sexual grooming case involving a former coach. St Kevin's is facing accusations that it gave references to the now convicted sex offender but did not support the victim throughout the trial. Some old boys and abuse advocates say they're unsurprised by the allegations, but what has shocked some is that this happened as the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Abuse was underway. Gavin Coote has our report.
In 2015, Peter Keogh was convicted of grooming a Year 9 student while working as an athletics coach at St Kevin's College in Melbourne. He'd been training some St Kevin's students who were members of an athletics club attached to the school. And the Dean of Sport gave evidence at the trial, and the school's headmaster gave a character reference at the trial for the now convicted sex offender. The victim, Paris Street, was just 15 when he gave evidence at the trial.
Just gutted. Yeah, gutted and just like flicked off, like, this is how we think about you, we don't care.
A Four Corners investigation has found 59-year-old Keogh sent inappropriate Facebook messages to the talented young runner and took him to his home where he made explicit sexual suggestions. Paris Street says he received no support from the school during the trial. Concerns about cultural issues at St Kevin's aren't new. Last year, students were filmed singing a sexist chant on a Melbourne tram. And some aren't surprised by the allegations of a cover-up at St Kevin's.
My kids all go to Catholic schools. My son goes to a Catholic school. I intentionally did not and would never have sent him to St Kevin's.
Joel Dean was a speechwriter for Victorian Premiers Steve Bracks and John Brumby and spent his final 3 years of high school at St Kevin's.
There were issues with sex abuse back in the 1980s. Blokes I went through school with who were sexually abused at that school. So there was that issue. And I think there was a cultural issue with the school hierarchy back then too. This has always been a school that has behaved more like a corporation than a community.
Peter Johnstone is the convener of the Australian Catholic Coalition for Church Reform. He thinks the school clearly has a major cultural issue to deal with.
I wouldn't be surprised if there were similar problems in other schools, but the school that's being focused on at present is St Kevin's, and the publicity of the stories would seem to indicate that they really do have a cultural problem.
He sees it as a test for the school's leadership.
This is one of the greatest challenges a principal can face, but it's also the test of a Catholic school. If a Catholic school's unable to develop Christian values generally in the children, students attending, they can hardly be seen to be succeeding.
St Kevin's old boy, Joel Dean, argues the school owes it to the community to clean up cultural problems that have long existed.
You know, there are good kids, there are good kids and good families who invested in this school and they have been let down by the school. I'm sure there are really good teachers at the school. They have been let down by the leadership of the school. And so the school council or board and the principal, they need to answer some really hard questions. And if they cannot answer those questions, they need to get out.
The World Today contacted St Kevin's College and its headmaster, Stephen Russell, for comment. They declined. Mr Russell has this morning posted a message and prayer to parents, saying this is the time to be slow, lie low to the wall until the bitter weather passes. The network Edmund Rice Education Australia said in a statement it still has the confidence in Mr Russell as the leader of St Kevin's. Phil Nagel, a survivor of sexual abuse at another Christian Brothers school in Ballarat, is disappointed by this response.
This all sort of happened when the Royal Commission was going on. You would think, and you know, so they're certainly saying they've learned something from it all, but it just seems to be a culture of the Christian Brothers schools that they're just bad. You know, they just keep covering stuff up. They're just bad institutions.
And that's sex abuse survivor Phil Nagel speaking to our reporter Gavin Coote. And that Four Corners report will be on ABC TV tonight at 8:30.